Now that the courtesies have been observed, I think I know how best to proceed, Luke said. Ben took petty pleasure in watching a high lord bridle, and then be forced to calm himself.
I am open to suggestions. However, it seems to me that if Vistara knows that this cave is one place Abeloth visits, then we should investigate it.
I agree, but first let's do a search.
That is a waste of time and resources,
Talon said sharply, his patience wearing thin. I disagree. We wouldn't even have to leave our ships.
You know as well as I do that sensors are useless here.
I wasn't talking about sensors. I was talking about mind walking. Ben looked sharply at his dad. Vistara's brown eyes widened. The other Sith looked blankly at Luke. It's a technique that the Jedi on Sinkhole Station taught me, Luke continued. They are able to leave their bodies and... I saw what mind-walking did to them on the station, Vistara snapped. You may join them if you wish, but High Lord, I recommend that no Sith attempt this. Luke turned to her. They became as they were after many exposures. Also, they were, I believe, being manipulated by Abeloth. Mind-walking is appealing, but I think everyone here has a strong enough will not to become seduced by it.
It killed them. We saw what was left of them, Vistara protested. Empty shells that...
Vistara!
Gavar Kai's voice was sharp. Vistara bowed toward her father.
Your pardon, father, but I believe what Master Skywalker is proposing is dangerous.
Of course it is, Luke said. But so is wandering around hoping to somehow stumble across Abeloth. I'd much rather target her than the other way around. Talon considered this for a moment.
I will need to know more of this mind-walking before I agree.
Luke obliged, explaining the procedure and emphasizing the need for monitoring on the part of those who stayed behind. Ben listened with half an ear, extending all his senses and keeping a sharp eye on the carnivorous plant life. When Ben and I mind-walked the first time, we went to several sites. I wasn't sure if they were real physical places or not, but I am now. We found Abeloth at a certain point. She was trying to get me to come closer. I'm glad I didn't. At that point, in that space, she might well have been stronger. But now, understanding how to mindwalk, it might be a way for us to find out where she is without having to risk physical injury, hiking off in some random direction. The dangers posed by Beyond Shadows are real, and it will be a very pleasant experience. It will be tempting to linger, but that would mean death. Talon growled.
Anyone who does deserves what he or she gets, he said. I will abandon anyone not strong enough to resist the appeal of this place beyond shadows.
Luke said nothing. He wasn't sure if fewer Sith was a good or bad thing. Abeloth was powerful, and she was dangerous. They might need everyone they could get.
Do not worry, Commander, said Kai. You have selected only the strongest and most powerful Sith for this mission. No one will fail you.
And I select only the strongest and most powerful Sith to accompany me now, said Talon. Kai, you and Fall will accompany me.
Luke didn't miss the flicker of worry that crossed Vistara's face, or the smile of vindication that curved Kai's lips into a triumphant smile. He turned to his son, who looked resigned. You know what I'm going to ask, Luke said gently.
You want me to stay here to keep an eye on you in case something happens?
That, Luke agreed, and then inclined his head in Vistara's direction. And to keep an eye on her. He didn't add, which shouldn't be too hard for you. Vistara heard and rolled her eyes.
When will you two be convinced that I'm not about to violate the agreement the tribe has made?
Not right now, was all Luke said. Ben seemed suddenly very interested in busily picking at a hangnail. Luke regarded the others. Take an hour to prepare. I'll transmit instructions on how to reach the state of Beyond Shadows and where we will all meet. The Sith tried and failed not to look uncomfortable. Luke permitted himself a small smile at their discomfiture.